Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a biopic about one of our greatest authors. It's called Papa Hemingway in Cuba.
A very big disappointment. I don't know if this film is about Hemingway or about the groupie, the wimpy little guy that follows him around like he's some kind of god.
Well, I guess it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
This is a biopic only in the sense that Hemingway happens to be one of the characters in this film.
Yes.
And it's shot on location in Cuba, the first American film to have done that in who knows how many decades.
Right.
It stars Giovanni Ribisi as an actual person, a character who knew and was mentored by Hemingway, a writer, and it's his observations of Hemingway during those tumultuous years that he had in Cuba right before his death.
Well, the main character did look like Hemingway, but I felt that the only authenticity came through when there were these drunken arguments he had with his third wife. And that was the only part of the whole film that I found interesting.
The sad truth of the matter is, here is a film about one of our greatest writers, and it's poorly written.
Absolutely. And who was that wimpy guy that had the great girlfriend? That was totally unbelievable.
Well, Giovanni Ribisi is the actor who played this guy, and it's based upon his own book, his revelations about his own experiences with Hemingway.
The groupie?
Absolutely, yeah. He wrote it.
Well, I just thought he was totally unbelievable, and the girlfriend was attracted to him, and I thought, how? Why? And he gave up a potential life with her to just hang out with Hemingway.
It's beautifully produced, it's well acted, but it's totally misguided.
And boring.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.